Well, what a disastrous and strange day that I've had. If anybody's been following me on Twitter today, they'll know that I've been up to Edinburgh with work and managed to lose my wallet. So the story goes like this. I got the train up. I arrived in Edinburgh and I walked to meet my project manager near the office. And when we were talking about how we were going to time meetings, so on and so forth, I realised that I didn't have my wallet in my pocket because I was looking for my tickets to find what time my train back was. So I pegged it back down the road to Edinburgh Haymarket to have a word with the staff there and find out what I could do. Now, the best course of action for me from there, so the wonderful, helpful staff told me, was to actually go through to Edinburgh Waverley and see the train itself, which apparently was still stood on platform and there was going to be no staff there until about 15 minutes after this point. So I hightails it to the next available train to Waverley, get to Waverley and found the train, ran over to it and spoke with the train manager. Now, unfortunately for me, my wallet had not been handed in, nor had it been found on the train. Bearing in mind I'd been sat in the seat that I'd been in for 3 hours from Bolton to Edinburgh Haymarket, and the time after I got out of my seat, it was only 1 or 2 minutes until it came into Waverley. So there I am, stuck in Edinburgh, no wallet, no money, apart from a little bit of cash I had in my pocket, but certainly nothing to cover my train ticket back, and trying to work out how the hell I'm going to get home. So I rang HRG, who are our travel suppliers at work, and they informed me that because of the way that things work, I actually had to go online. So whilst I was on phone with the lady in question, I went online. Unfortunately, the HRG Worldwide website online did not support the iPhone browser. It left me with yet another problem. So I've nowhere to get home. I'm talking with the lady on the phone, but I can't book online. Thankfully, being the star that she was and realising that the problems that I was going through, Sally said that what she could do was take the details from me and then have me email the request in. So I emailed my request in and sat patiently and waited. Well, no, I didn't wait patiently. I paced around and went to find out what would happen about how I could actually collect it, because those of you that use trains will realise that the fast ticket collection machines require you to put a credit card in first or a debit card to be able to access your tickets. And obviously with my wallet being missing, I didn't have either of those. Thankfully, after speaking to a really helpful lady, Barbara Waverley, she informed me that as long as I'd got the actual reference number, I could collect the tickets from there. So I waited, the reference came through and I got my tickets. Yay, I was on my way home, which was great. And the really lovely part of this story, other than the fact that about so much help that I got from people in Edinburgh, was the fact that when I arrived home, Joe picked me up with the kids from Bolton Station, and we went to Asda to get something for tea and a bottle of wine to take the edge off what had been quite a fraught day. And I'd received an email, and the evening email was from a lady called Ruth, who'd found my wallet in St Andrew's Square in Edinburgh and was wanting to return it to me. So I rang her up, and she explained that she'd found it, there was no money in it, which was true, definitely true, but I'm just relieved that the wallet's been found. And I asked her, you know, when I'd send her an email with my address, could she supply me with bank details so I could transfer her the money for the postage? She said she didn't want any money for the postage to be transferred. She'd get it in the post for me, and it should be with me by early next week, which is absolutely wonderful. And I suppose the moral of this story for me is the fact that although some people and the person that took my wallet off my seat in the train was so annoying and so careless but thoughtless about other people, there's still stars like Ruth out in this world who will find your things and do everything they can to get them back to you. That's me running out of time. This is my first boo. Hope you found it okay. Bye-bye.